Hey everyone, my name is Krish Dokia, and this is the start of something brand new for me. A little series that's really just, me being me. No filters, no agenda, just me talking. Sometimes to everyone, and sometimes to no one at all. Sorry. It's kind of my outlet and therapeutic, a place where I can talk about what's on my heart, my faith, my family, my friends, and freedom. Those four things pretty much anchor my entire life. And if you stick around, you'll probably hear me circle back to them again and again and again through this series. So let's talk about why, okay? This past week has been pretty heavy, and like many of you, I've been processing the very public and heartbreaking assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, Charlie was a force, and at only 31 years old, he left behind a legacy that most people won't ever come close to in an entire lifetime. I know I might not, or definitely won't. His absence is shocking. It feels like our country has lost decades and decades of what could have been his future contributions. And at the same time, what he did accomplish in those years is truly undeniable. Turning Point USA has exploded. In the last week, I would say 30x, maybe even 100x in just 1 week. Church attendance across the nation is up, and honestly, the ripple effect of his life is unfolding, not just in the United States, but all around the world. So last week, on Friday, almost a week ago, I broke down. My wife and I were sitting there and listening to Erica Kirk speak. Her words changed me personally in a way that I didn't know I needed to change. I couldn't stop thinking about Charlie's wife and her kids and the family and all those that knew Charlie Kirk personally. And it hit me hard. Those kids won't grow up with their father in the way that they should have. But there's also something super powerful in knowing that over 4,700 hours of Charlie's wisdom and teachings are out there and preserved on video forever. His kids, while they would rather have their dad, have his voice, his thoughts, his passion captured in video. And that really stirred something in me. So that's kind of why this new playlist of Krish Dokia on YouTube and TikTok and other places, that's the reason I'm creating it. That's why I'm here talking to a camera, and I'm super uncomfortable if you can't tell. I don't care if one person or 1,000 people watch this or any of these videos. This isn't about building a following, it's about leaving something behind. If one day I'm gone and my wife and kids can sit down, hit play, smile, and laugh, or even learn something, that's enough for me, and that's the point of this. You know, the disclaimer, of course, is I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative, I'm not some expert, I'm not super well-read, I'm not perfect at marriage, parenting, or friendship, but this is my personal journey, and I want to share it raw and unfiltered. Now, you might see me on other videos here and there doing other projects, but this one is for me and for those that really want to talk, and it's a kind of a conversation, one-sided, I guess. So if this resonates with you, subscribe if you want. Follow along as I figure out how to tell stories better, as I share the highs and lows of my own personal life, and as I try to make sense of the world, the crazy world around me and us. At the end of the day, my faith, my family, my friends, and my freedom are what matter most to me. And that's what I'm here to talk about, not some well-thought-out rhetoric about politics or any of that stuff. So I love y'all and hope to see you guys watching the next ones. Comment and like and subscribe again if you want. But this is Krish Dokia, and I'm out.